it's really like, okay, from the get-go, the first day I came in here, you said, I want to build and reach XYZ along with you and kind of like make that money together type thing. And I think that goes so far and is so not seen.
And this is the Where We At podcast with Kenna and Colin.
TikTok.
Yo. Welcome to what I'm going to call right now.
Where we at today.
This is where we're at today. I actually like that. Yeah. This is where we at today.
Yeah.
This is where I dig that.
This is where we at.
Cool. Okay, so this is where we at right now. And my name is Colin Risen. For those of you who do not know me, operator, manager of the Body District Gym in Addison, Texas. You'll learn all the history at some point throughout this process. So I'm here with...
My name is McKenna Root. I went to school at University of Alabama, Birmingham. Do you want me to like, just tell about myself?
Yeah, so give us a quick, like, if you had five things that you know make you who you are, what are those five things?
Okay, so first off, I feel like, because something like surprises people for some reason, is I'm vegan, and I have been for 5 years, so that's like a big part of my life.
You know what, I hate to interject on the introduction, but the reason it surprises people is because every vegan chick that's into fitness and into any of that hyper promotes the fact that she's vegan. Even the ones that ain't vegan hyper promote the fact that they be on some kind of shit. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, I think we can do like a whole nother video on veganism. I've been a tennis player my whole life since I was 4. I traveled the world for the sport. And then thirdly, that's my job now, is I'm a tennis professional and a tennis coach. Fourth fact, I pretty much have moved around the whole country and just literally the last year of my life, so it's been a lot of adjustments. Fifth fact, I just like to work out, lift things, be active, you know?
When did you realize that you actually liked lifting things?
And I was young.
Oh, really?
Young.
Okay.
Yeah, like young before I should have even been lifting them.
Because I asked because of like the transformation picture of from you being
So I feel like I went through so many stages. I guess I should correct myself. I realized I loved health and fitness super young, but I didn't know how to like push it in the weight room until I got my mind right with eating and food and stuff like that.
How, and so how long have you been vegan?
Five? Over 5 years.
So all right, cool. So then what's the biggest, before we get into what the 25 days of glutes program is and and why we did this and where this all came from, what we're doing, where we're going, before we get into that, let's talk about the food stuff first, because when it gets to this working out shit and people wanting results, you know, that's, to me, the most important thing.
Yes, it is.
And it's not the most important that you stick to one thing forever.
Right.
But it's the most important that you take into consideration how these things fuel you or 100%. Take fuel from you. And for me, eating, it's a constant battle. So for you, what is the one thing that you do, or maybe two or three things? What are the few things that you do that help you keep a rhythm with being able to eat, especially being vegan? Because being vegan and keeping up with your calories and shit is not the easiest.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing for people is to remember that food is nourishment. It's not a punishment. It's not a reward. Mm-hmm. So for me, for a long time, it was that battle of, can I eat this? Can I eat that? But it should be to fuel you. And I think once you flip your mindset to being like, I need this to produce X, Y, and Z, to live a better day, to lift more weight, it becomes a lot easier to then be like, okay, like, I'm gonna eat this, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
it's more enjoyable that way, and it's not like a reward either, so it's not like you have to just binge out either and then feel bad about it.
For sure.
So I think once people make that shift in their mindset, it becomes a lot easier to just like fuel your body in the standpoint of health,
yeah,
not just because of like right versus wrong food or yeah, whatever the case is.
Right. And so like with us about to drop this 25 days of glutes program,
yeah,
tomorrow, if you hear this episode, it'll probably be like 4 days after you hear this episode,
yeah,
that it dropped, but or before. So with the 25 days of glutes thing,
mm-hmm,
what's something that you would say you would want people to take advantage of on the nutrition side of this,
uh-huh,
not with like asking you, but with going through something that's planned out for them,
yeah,
so they don't have to think about the exercises. So to me, that's when you should really try to double down on your 100%.
Nutrition,
because you don't have to do the thinking about the other shit, so
right,
take the time that you would spend thinking about what's in that program and think about your food, think about your sleep, think about your,
yeah,
hydration and all of that stuff. So what's one thing that, let's say just since we've been working out, that you've either had to not like stop or slow down,
mm-hmm,
but what's one thing that you've noticed that you either need to or you have added into your regimen that has made the glute gains and the overall,
yeah,
body feeling, you know, so much more progressive than what it would have been if you didn't do that?
Yeah, I think for me, as of late, it's been more about my meal timing,
okay,
in the sense of, you know, after my workout, making sure I'm actually refueling my body,
right,
instead of I used to be in the bad habit of working out and playing tennis and doing all these things and like running on zero and like not fueling it. And I feel like that slowed my glute progression for so long because,
yeah,
I was always lifting pretty heavy, but I wasn't really, like, I was staying small. And
yeah,
I think it wasn't anything I was doing in the gym, but it was all related to like how I was eating. And I wasn't eating enough, or if I wasn't fueling enough to like push me into my next workout or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I would think, you know, for people to really focus on, because I hate like Americans, sorry, but they like, we already naturally get so much protein, like if in the standardized American diet, that like the last thing I want to say is like drink a protein shake.
Right.
Like if that's what you need because you're not hungry, then yes, do,
yeah,
it, drink a protein shake. But like I promise, if you're eating like a normal American diet, they're probably getting that anyways.
Yeah.
So like don't be scared to like, you just like with these workouts, like you're gonna be burning calories. So it's like eat the carbs, like,
yeah,
don't be scared to like eat more if your hunger goes up, like eat that, because that's,
yeah,
like what your body's telling you. And I think just like to be intuitive with what you're feeling is to just like do it, even,
right,
if it's more than what you're used to, because you're probably burning a lot more than,
right, and it makes sense that people would get scared when their body asks,
yeah,
them for more calories.
100%.
And so now, you know, what I suggest to people to do is in the moments when it's like, my body's asking for more,
mm-hmm,
in the area that I'm not used to giving it more, just remind yourself, your legs will not grow,
exactly,
if they are not basically overfed,
right?
And so,
right,
if you, but then people get, but I don't want to get a gut. Okay, get your ass on a Stairmaster,
right,
go run, do cardio,
yeah,
it's very, very simple,
right,
to not
over
overdo the gaining
right.
in all compasses of your life. Because, and the thing too is, if you ate a surplus of 1,000 calories, no matter who you are, and you go through a glute-based workout program for a certain duration, the at minimum, your glutes will grow and
right.
take in the muscle and fat
right.
absorption.
Which is what you want.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's not like the fat just decides,
exactly.
I'm going to go to her stomach.
Right. No, it's going to distribute.
Exactly.
People just, I think the thing, especially with females, is like
yeah.
we just get so scared of like the fat gain, but
yeah.
it's like, it's so... what we notice on ourselves or whatever is like nothing.
Nice.
So with the gains of in your butt, like the little bit of tummy that you might get like is nothing. And with the kind of diet you eat too, if
yeah.
you're eating a pretty well-balanced diet of good nutritious food, it's gonna minimize the type of fat that you get.
Right.
So as long as you're eating a fairly healthy diet too, you're not gonna be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So, with this being the first episode, this is so fun.
It's so fun. I could talk forever. You already
know
this, though.
I literally, in my head, I'm sitting here like, all right, see? I just talked about getting in trouble for being away
right,
for 8 hours.
Right.
Now I'm going to ask you on this podcast.
Podcast, I know.
But, so, the thing, so what I want to get to... And, you know, I really want to capture the audience. I want everyone who tunes into this to be very informed on who you are and
yeah.
why you do what you do and why
mm-hmm.
we work together and
right.
why it makes sense
yeah.
and all that. So I'm going to ask a few hot takes.
Yeah.
Everybody, I just want you all to know that 0% of this podcast was planned.
Yeah.
So just letting y'all, I'm just G with the shit like
right.
that. So. Alright, here we go. So, if you had to choose someone clingy or someone that really didn't want to be around you, which is it?
Someone clingy or someone that didn't want to be around me? Like, in what aspect?
A relationship.
Oh.
This or that?
Ooh, I think clingy.
Okay.
Because I can swear on this podcast, right?
Yeah, you
can. Okay, if I fuck with the person, like, I want them to, like, be, a, like me,
right?
So I'd rather them be, like, clingy. But if I don't like them, then if they're clingy, like, I am running away.
Okay,
like,
fair.
You know?
Fair. Okay, yeah. So then, okay. So what about... Interesting. I've never been okay with like clinginess, but at the same time, I've never been okay with like someone basically
right.
not
like
asserting the fact that
yeah.
I'm that dude.
Right.
And so it's
a balance.
It is.
So
it is,
it's like it just depends, I guess.
And that's why I wanted to ask, because it's like, okay, well, sometimes people choose in moments when they should just say,
right.
I want back.
Yeah. Balance. Like,
yeah, I choose balance.
Right. I choose peace.
Literally, yes. So, okay. Alright, so, other than that, alright, if you had to choose this or that.
I love this or that.
1,000 deadlifts or 1,000 squats?
I think you know that answer.
I
think.
I don't know that answer. They don't know that answer.
Well, it depends the kind of deadlift, but I would say squats. I would rather do squats than deadlifts.
1,000 hip thrusts or 1,000 deadlifts?
Hip thrusts, for
hip
sure.
Hip thrusts or squats?
Hip thrusts. Hip thrusts always win for me.
Why is that?
Well, one, it feels the best, like, on my hips and everything.
Yeah?
Like, mechanically, I just, like...
Just for clarification,
yeah.
hip thrusts win because they feel the best.
No pun intended. But
continue.
But also because for me, I feel it, like I engage my glutes the most in hip thrust.
Here we go with this shit again.
Yeah, like, we should never be allowed to do anything.
Oh, man, y'all missed earlier. We had a blast.
Oh, my
time.
Gosh. The most I laughed in... years, probably.
No, like real stupid shit. Like that was
rolling on the floor outside of
crying.
Crying
like, on the floor.
Cackling. Like disgusting. Sounded.
Oh man, I know everybody around here was just wondering.
People
were
like, "Is everyone okay? Like, what is that?"
That was so funny though. But okay, so
hip thrust.
Gotcha.
Mechanically, I feel it the most. It just engages the most. I feel like.
All right. So, would you rather go through a like a not a marathon. What do they call
Ironman?
Triathlon or biathlon or some shit. So like the biking, swimming, running shit.
Yeah.
Or would you rather just run a 100-mile race?
I definitely think. I don't know. I hate swimming.
Really?
Not for like competitive. Like I just want to float. You know what I mean? When I'm in the water, I just want to like chill. It's like the only.
You don't want to swim. You want to lay out.
No, that's the only form of exercise I don't like. It's like just going to swim, but also running 100 miles sounds pretty atrocious. So I maybe the triathlon.
So it's like the moment of realization when you realize, oh. It's 100 miles.
Right, like that doesn't sound like it's fun.
You know, one thing about 100-mile races is I know that it's written in my destiny to do one.
I could see you doing that because you do like crazy, stupid shit though, like that. Like wake up at 2 a.m. to run 8 miles for no reason really.
No reason aside from the fact that I felt like
kind
I needed
to. Kind of like
to...
yesterday when I said like I didn't have work until 3:30 and then you said okay let's work out at 6:30 a.m. Like for what reason? Like no reason. Free all day but 6:30 a.m.
You said.
Like same shit.
You said I'm free until. Yeah. And I've noticed that you've started saying it like that after I got you here the first day.
Yeah.
Because you're like, he liked me being here a little too much.
Like, damn, like, I need to start lying about what time I gotta do shit. Because I'm 6:30 a.m.
Yeah. But, you know,
I do like the early morning workout, though.
Yeah, that one was, and that was a really good one, too, that day for the first one that we had. That was a good one. So, like, for me, one, training professional fighters, pro athletes, you know, being a former athlete and being a crazy motherfucker at that.
Right.
For me, and you know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to address this shit, too. This doesn't belong on this episode, but all y'all people, a few of you, who think that you... are to address me and say that because I say that I'm crazy, I'm not crazy. Mm. Motherfucker, this is a
crazy.
PSA warning. Like, this is crazy. Me saying that shit publicly is to let... It's
everybody
basically a
know.
Fucking liability waiver.
Right.
It's like, after this moment, if you fuck
done.
Up, you fuck up.
Right.
So,
done.
Anyway. See, that got me all hot.
Right, hot. I can tell. Hot. We're heated over here.
But
it's
okay. So the crazy shit. So it's like training pro fighters, doing all of this.
Hmm.
First of all, there ain't no other strength coach out there that does the shit that I do and handles the people the way I handle them. So if I'm going to say and be someone that handles people differently than everybody else in this profession, or at least that we can immediately look at and say, he ain't like him, he ain't like him, he ain't like him, 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 or him, or him.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do that, I have to be doing shit they won't do.
Right.
Like waking up at 2 in the fucking morning to run 9 miles.
Right.
That was so absurd. And in the moments when I was running, it was like, man, you really fucked up.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Why are you doing this?
Right.
But then I know why I'm doing it. It's like... Because to be impossible to break, you have to be impossible to break.
Facts.
So, like earlier, when I wanted to slap this motherfucker.
Yeah, that was wild.
I didn't slap him.
Good job.
Why? Because I'm impossible to break.
proud. That is true, though. It is true.
I really believe it. But anyway, enough of me being crazy. So, back to glutes and goodies and all the good stuff of glutinous. So yes. what's one thing that you want people to get out of this program?
I feel like number one is to just, like, be more confident in the gym and to, like, go out of their comfort zone a little bit, because I think, especially in the fitness world, you're not going to reach your goals unless you really, like, get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I think I'm hoping that this program is pushing people a little bit outside of their limits, mm-hmm. and, you know, introducing them to new things, so then even outside of the program, they'll be able to incorporate into anything else that they're doing.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah. So even outside of the program, okay, so now let's talk about our relationship.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, can you tell I'm from Michigan? Like, when I start to say yeah, like that, yeah. instead of yeah.
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 I always say yeah.
Sound like a...
I'm fucking Canadian.
Motherfuckers on... Yeah, exactly.
Right? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Like, all the time.
Yeah. But, so... So one thing that I think, or rather, let me do this. Let me ask. Mm-hmm. So what, if you had to put a, let's say two things.
Uh-huh.
If there were two things about the dynamic that you and I have created that you would say people should look for just in people that they're around.
Yeah.
To keep progressing. You give me two of those, and then I'm going to give you two.
Okay. I like that question. Okay. I would say, like, I feel like we challenge each other because we do think a lot alike, though, so we're not scared to, like, bring certain things up, new right. ideas, you know, because we kind of do the same thing.
Yeah.
So we're not scared to be like, oh, let's do this, let's try this. And right. if it fails, it fails. It's, like, not a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people don't feel comfortable enough to fail, especially with somebody else.
Very
but to
so.
Me, it's, like, not really a failure. You're just, like, trying, you know?
Right.
And I think
I love that.
Yeah, right? And I think the other thing is, I feel like we just, like, really trust each other, though, too. So it's, like, even because, again, since we do a lot of the same things, people's egos sometimes get in the way and they won't let someone else help them.
Mm-hmm.
But because I trust you and all of that, I feel like it's like I want you to push me and like do all the stuff that we do in the gym. You know what I'm saying? But like
yeah.
most people, like sometimes I won't lie, like if I'm on the tennis court or something and someone tries to tell me something, I'm like, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like I don't always take their opinion just
right.
depending on who they are or whatnot. So it's the same thing in the gym. Like, I'm not gonna listen to everybody, but
right.
it's because I, when you form a relationship and you know their background and what they've done since we've both been athletes and stuff,
yeah.
it's kind of easier to like trust them, be like, okay, I know they can like push me and
mm-hmm.
what they're saying is like accurate. Because sometimes
right.
you listen to people and you're like, what the fuck?
You shouldn't have
yeah.
said that.
Are you supposed to be in, like, a trainer right now?
No, I feel that for sure. I would say that one of mine is definitely the trust factor.
Yeah.
And
so huge.
So big. Especially, like, when you talk about the things that we talk about.
Yeah.
And we're really trying to create something more than just a fucking hangout zone.
Right.
It's like, I have to be able to say that I trust you to handle whatever part of your side of the deal is,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to be able to trust me to handle my side, but then I also have to trust you to trust me.
Right.
Because in the it's so
it goes both
wild.
Ways.
It does. And then it keeps going and going, and I think that's why people get caught up and they're never able to really establish, especially here in Dallas,
yeah.
establish a real relationship
right.
with someone is because
mm-hmm.
the very moment that you kept it real with me in whatever the first like instance was,
mm-hmm.
I had a decision to make and
mm-hmm.
be and say she kept it real. That's what's up.
Right.
Or I could have been on some, what's the fuck shit behind this?
Right.
And the thing that that gets me is it was really easy to trust you because, one, I mean, I'm gonna trust people. Like, I'm not gonna jump into some shit untrustworthy. Mm-hmm. But I peeped, like, how you move and, like, what you do from a very basic level. And then I put that aside, the conversations that we had. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so, boom, let's get into this. So people, like, you know, nowadays we're in this social media world where everyone's on it and everyone has something to say about everything that everyone else does. So with your Instagram, mm-hmm. you have people who would get to it and have an opinion about, you know, you showing so much skin, this, whatever it may be. So for me, it's like, okay, boom. I see Shorty and it's like, okay, yeah, ass is out. Great. Mm-hmm. That's fine and dandy. But now, what does it look like when she and I talk?
Right.
Because that's what matters. It's not ass. That I can see your ass on IG because it's plenty of chicks
out there.
It's a bunch
of ass on IG.
It's a bunch of ass on IG. And to be completely honest, I don't give a damn if you butt ass naked, wearing a thong, wearing grandma panties, or in leggings.
It is
if you are putting your ass on the picture, ass is ass.
Right, facts.
And that's just that.
Facts.
And leave it alone.
Right.
Don't if you don't like it, don't double tap it.
Right.
That's it. Don't tap the ass if you don't like it.
Right, yeah. That's all you gotta do. Move away. Exit out.
And so for me, it's whenever I was like, because I've had chicks who mm-hmm. post all this shit, but then you get into the conversations and it's very apparent that it's like, that this is a tool being used to get at you versus, motherfucker, I'm doing me and whatever I do, I'm a do.
Yeah.
And, you
whether
know,
they like it or not.
Exactly.
Shit, right.
And that's why I love your TikTok.
My TikTok gives zero. Look, I like, okay, so they probably don't know me, but you know me by now. I'm a goofy ass person. Like, I just, not that I don't care what people think, but I'm just gonna like do my thing no matter what, like who's watching, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I like to have fun, I like to laugh, I like to shake my ass. Like, I just don't care. So it's like, you either like it, you can join me and laugh with me, watch it, or just click out. Like, I am unbothered about social media and like people not liking my stuff.
I love that. So you like, you know? You have no idea how
like
much
I
love that shit.
Yes, I'm bothered by it.
It's like, it's one of those things where, because, you know, for me, like, there was a time where I was posting a lot of shirt off pictures and mm-hmm. shit, and the thing was, fuck you for not liking that. Because guess what?
Yeah.
I'm the motherfucker that was lifting all that weight.
Right.
So fuck you. What the fuck you got to do with me?
Right.
And then in the... And, okay, see. I almost took this...
Another way?
A little too far. But, bringing it back a little bit. The point is that... It was easy for me to trust you because it was easy for me to see that you are unapologetically going to be who you are.
Aw, thanks.
And that to me is...
Yeah.
That means more than anyone telling me that they're going to do anything for me because I know that whatever you do out of your heart and not out of your... trying to frame shit to fit you at all times.
Right.
And so that was a big deal for me.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I told Tay that shit yesterday. I was like, I really, like, y'all motherfuckers don't understand how much I appreciate who McKenna is yet because not a lot of people are looking at this shit like I am. And it's like, there's so few people who... Like, your dynamic is so rare to be able to have someone who can post whatever the fuck they want to post on IG. Well, I mean, fuck, any, whatever it is. And then we come together and our interactions are not an interaction that says, I'm the chick that posted ass. Like, right. That's not the connection that we have.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that's super special. And I would say that's the second part to what I feel like has helped us both grow in learning about each other and about other people in the mm-hmm. process is that, you know, being able to trust you, mm-hmm. that was pretty much immediate.
Yeah.
And then after that, the level to which I could let you into my, what I call this fucking think box. Yeah.
This think box.
And just like I could let shit like be directed without thinking about what I'm gonna say. Right. Is that okay to say? Should I say this in this way?
Yeah, just free.
Say what's to be said, mm-hmm. and then stay in your conversation.
Right.
People say things, people get worried, people run away from the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's have as many conversations as we can.
Yeah.
And you, we've had a lot of fun conversations.
Yeah, we've had some fun conversations.
So it's really good. And I think
I have a third one too. Because kind of related to Dallas. Can I talk about it?
I love this.
Because yes. Dallas, because now, I mean, being in the coaching and the training world and yep. with tennis and whatnot, so I see a lot of people that do a lot of things just for money and not out of, you know, actually caring about the person, wanting to form a relationship and whatnot. And I feel like with us, like, it's never been the money of me pay you or you give me this or whatnot. It's really like, okay, from the get-go, the first day I came in here, you said, I want to build and reach XYZ along with you and kind of like make that money together type thing. And I think that goes so far and is so not seen, especially in the health and fitness world, where it's like, you know, you're just giving them a workout and taking their money and you don't, like, really give a fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, from day one, it wasn't like I walked in here and you were like, okay, like, pay me this. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that also set a different... Because now we're able to push each other in the sense of, okay, let's do this podcast. Let's make these programs. Let's, you know, do whatever. Definitely. Which has opened up so many other doors. And if it was just, like... set price, which is like in the fitness world, me personally and in coaching, besides myself doing that in coaching, I haven't ever seen that, you know, where like you just genuinely are wanting to see someone be successful, you know. That's a good one.
I fucks with you. Alright, and so on that, I just feel so good, so I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast there.
That is a good podcast.
That was a good
podcast.
That's
so fun.
And so, again, everyone, make sure you go to 25daysofglutes.com. It's got its own website. You can see McKenna's pretty face all over the place. So do whatever you want to do. Find
some ass, too.
Ass everywhere.
Some ass.
I didn't want to be the one to say it, but it's there. So, anyway, go tap in, for real, because...
Yeah.
And
it's not just butt workouts.
Yeah, exactly.
Either. It's
like
full body, so anyone can do it. Yes, it's the emphasis on the glutes, but like, you know, obviously you can't just train butt every day for 25 days. So we have everything in there.
Full body is going to get tapped into.
Right.
And you know, don't let me go on a tangent about this, but you can't just hit ass and then look good. You gotta have it all, the full package.
You look
package.
So silly. Like when a guy just hits biceps.
Yo.
No girl wants that, I'm so sorry.
What? You gotta have a chest for her to lay on.
Yeah, you gotta have something.
But, again, everyone... This was... Y'all have no fucking idea what's about to happen.
Right.
So,
This is episode one. It was crazy. That's so fun.
We tapped in.
Tapped in.
My girl.
Gassed up, Shawty.
Gassed up, Shawty. And that's a motherfucking rap.